the very heart of life is this evolutionary urge that is constantly expressing through the dance of expansion and contraction. From the sage's viewpoint, at the deepest levels of life, we have unbounded fields of energy and information. And the source of all the fields of energy and information is the unified field of pure awareness. Beyond all form, beyond all manifest fields of energy and information. And it is constantly manifesting as the dance of creation. It manifests as fields which manifest as forms. And the constant change of life is expressing this dance. The dance has an evolutionary pattern because life is pure intelligence. That source, unified field of awareness is pure intelligence. So it can only express intelligently. However, we need the awareness to perceive that intelligence. If we use the metaphor of physics, and in physics, the quantum field is a field of, again, energy and information that is very, very subtle. Something like 10 to 100 million times more subtle than the atomic level. And that pure field is really emptiness itself. If we took all the furniture out of our house, we took absolutely everything, we took all matter and all light, what would be left would be a quantum field. And that quantum field, it's empty, however, it has extraordinary potential. In fact, potential particles and the potential for every possibility that could exist in the house are there present in that quantum field. So the quantum field is as empty as intergalactic space, but it's teeming with potentiality. Now, while remaining the field, the unbounded field, it is manifesting as particles that dancing in and out of existence and create all the forms, all the movement and activity we call life, the creation, the universe. Now that unbounded unified field at the heart of existence, so not the quantum field, but what the sages referred to as the unified field of awareness. It has the nature of awareness, and because it's aware, it is aware of itself. It's aware of itself as absolutely expanded to the fullest, which means unbounded, but simultaneously it's aware of itself at every point. And this nature of awareness, to be able to be aware of itself as unbounded, as well as to be aware of itself at every point, gives rise to a primordial vibration. Awareness is vibrating within itself, reverberating within itself. And this ultimately gives rise to manifestation. Now, expansion is the primary tendency when awareness is aware of itself everywhere, unbounded. That's the aspect of expansion. When awareness is aware of itself at each point, this is naturally a contracting energy. So the very source of the evolutionary rhythm that we will find present everywhere in the universe, on every level, is the very nature of awareness itself. And in many different philosophies through time, this is described in different ways, yin and yang, masculine and feminine, etc. From the yoga viewpoint, it's good to understand the nature of this expansion and contraction, because all growth and evolution can only take place through the play of expansion and contraction. Every yoga pose we go into is a dance of expansion and contraction. So let's say the body is seated. We're going to do a seated forward bend. We start moving into the pose. As we move into the pose, we might stabilize the foundation with an exhalation, and then inhaling, lengthening up through the spine, and perhaps we might lengthen the arms. From that expansion, there's a contraction. Always the out-breath is a letting go and a contraction. And we might move into the forward bend. So in each step of the pose, we're going to experience some contraction. As you move forward in the pose, you'll go to a point where you feel, oh, that's my comfortable limit. We'll feel a tightening. We'll feel some contraction. As we learn to be present to that, and sometimes we might just back off a fraction, as we're very present to the experience of contraction, we'll feel an opening, an expansion, and we move a little further into the pose before we again come to that point of a sense of contraction, a sense of our limit. And then again, as we're very present in that space, it'll always open up. And again, we experience more contraction, we stretch a little more. We can experience this to so many degrees when we go into a yoga pose. We experience it with every breath we take during the day. Every in-breath is an experience of expansion. Every out-breath, an experience of contraction. The movement of expansion and contraction is there in everything. We sometimes call it up and down, in and out. We notice it in all the seasons of nature, the cycles of life. We notice it in the economic cycles, all the movements of life. When we walk, one foot lifts, one leg moves forward, that's an expansion. And then that foot will move to contraction as it is grounded. That provides an opportunity for expansion for the other foot and leg to lift and start moving forward until it contracts. So walking in itself is an expression of this primary rhythm that guides growth and evolution. The birthing process. Anytime a human being is born, the mother goes into labor. And going into labor means what we call contractions are activated. Now, we call them contractions because we tend to focus on the contraction side of it. But really, what the contractions are doing are expanding. Every contraction results in some expansion, dilation. Every contraction is followed by expansion, which is followed by contraction. We may as well call the contractions in labor expansions, because that's what they do. But the point I'm trying to make is that wherever there is life, there is always the dance of contraction and expansion. This is how evolution takes place. The birth of a child comes about as a result of the play of those rhythms. So in learning how to practice yoga and all the eight limbs, we want to be very mindful how we utilize this primary rhythm for our practice. It's always there, and we want to always work with it. In our life generally, what we perceive to be problems, these are what we call contractions. And if we're very present to the contraction, it will always open up, there'll always be an expansion. So one of the great skills in life is not resisting contraction, learning not to contract around the contraction, but to be present. And always expansion will arise. Whenever we have a problem in our life, if we can learn just to be very present to it, some possibilities will awaken, always. So, in our yoga training, let's be alert to relax and understand how important contractions are, how important expansion is, and it's through the dance. And guess what? Every dance is a movement forward with one foot, a movement back in some way. That's how we dance, back and forward, expand, contract. So as yoga trainees, we want to really understand that expansion and contraction are natural and underlie all experience. Emotions of contraction are all the ones we don't want. Emotions of expansion are all the ones we want. And if as long as we don't contract around the contracting motions, no problem. So let's see if we can relax into our humanity and relax into the experience of expansion and contraction and use both fully in our development.